If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at InnovativeWellness.Center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.Center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.Center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. All right, a good evening. Welcome aboard another week, a Monday into a Tuesday. It is Sports Overnight America, across the country and around the globe here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Marty Terrell, Dominic Jimenez along the way. Full show today. Tyler Levine will join us for the first two segments, put a recap on the Hey, listen, yeah, you know, we'll recap the Olympic Games. There's a controversy. United States, 35 medals to the better, although 40 gold for them and China. So, you know, you want to just evaluate it like I do on the gold. You know, we got a flat-footed photo finish. There you go. But anyhow, Olympic Games, I think these 2024 Summer Games will go down. Rightfully, as very one of the better that I've witnessed in my lifetime. So I enjoyed them. I really did. Swimming, track and field. Gymnastics, the basketball, even though pretty much a foregone conclusion, but the U.S. soccer team and the women, outstanding. The men, not so much, but all in all, and I didn't see a second of the closing ceremonies, full disclosure, did not. You know, the preseason football got a little juice. You know, Chicago, Caleb Williams, the Bears fan base feeling good. They got a lot of skill around him. That makes for an optimistic Bears camp about the rookie season of Caleb Williams. Got a Heisman under his belt, 2022. You know, you hear the Mahomes comparisons. We need to slow down there a little bit. But, boy, you know, you orchestrate one drive and you get the fan base a little bit waxed. And then, you know, in Denver, you got Bo Nix orchestrating four scoring drives, and Bo Nix probably not going to get a sniff in Denver this year. Just goes to show you. I tell you, the only thing more overly analyzed than preseason is week one of the NFL. You know how that works. You know, I don't care if you're the Niners or anybody, Niners, Chiefs, anybody. Texans, who had a great year last year, you lose that opener, man, your fan base is crazy. They go off the deep end. That's just the way it goes. So we'll get into that. You know, the baseball is good. Don't look now, folks. That Arizona Diamondback team, unbelievable. The Guardians are going the wrong way. Baseball, listen, White Sox stink. The Yankees are coming in to fatten up here. Baltimore's been skittish. We got a lot to get to. We'll kick it off here on Sports Overnight. Don't go away. Coming back.
Life hack number 7, get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher-end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today.
Yeah.
responsibly.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
The soccer season never ends here on Sports Byline Broadcast. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast. iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and on demand 24/7 wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. First Touch, soccer talk for the new age. Weekends right here on Sports Byline USA and worldwide on the American Forces Network.
We roll along here on a Monday into a Tuesday. Sports Overnight America presented by Rocket Mortgage. $10,000 towards those closing costs at rocketmortgage.com. By Innovative Wellness, too, with those omega-3s. You got some outstanding athletic wellness and supplements. You can get them online. Go to innovativewellness.center. Your diet does not give you the entitlement. The whole layout of nutrients that your body needs. Your diet falls short. So get these supplements, innovativewellness.center. Let's get them in here. Tyler Levine, you know, I'll save the Olympics for a little bit down the pike, but, you know, there's a little hint of fall in the air. You know, the Midwest, which was gripping for 2 weeks with just stifling heat, 60s, and, you know, a little tops of trees starting to turn here a little bit. That can only mean one thing, football. Welcome aboard, Tyler. How are you, pal? What's going on?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Let's start with the NFL. Then I'll throw a little Texas Longhorn note. There's some hint now. Quinn Ewers, the quarterback at Texas, they got Arch Manning sitting there carrying a clipboard for the second year. There's a lot of indications that Arch Manning may be splitting duties. And, you know, they say if you have a quarterback and you have two quarterbacks, you have none. But he may be a red zone Sarkisian plug-in. We'll do that a little bit later on, perhaps in segment two. But, you know, isn't it funny, Tyler, how these rookie quarterbacks, you know, I mean, Caleb Williams, you got the, you know, one good drive against Buffalo. The Bear fan base is giddy. You know, we know what, you know, the reason why Stroud last year was unbelievable for the Texans. You've got optimism. Jaden Daniels had one checkoff down. Field, big play. The Commanders are giddy. Bo Nix, four scoring drives. A 12th overall pick in the draft. My Lord. He may not even get a sniff in Denver. Who knows? But here's what we do know. Man, oh, man. The only thing more, I think, that gets more juice and more subject to overreaction than preseason is the first week of the NFL. You know how it is. If your team loses week one, you know, you got a fan base that's gripping already. Only in the NFL, huh? Let me hear your take.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we spoke about this the other day. You know, preseason is really, for me, only good for one thing, and it's, you know, getting eyes on guys that you might not have got eyes on, seeing how these top draft picks look on the one or two drives they generally get. I think, Marty, you got yourself a bit of a QB battle up in New England. Joe Milton looked great on the highlight reel.
I heard that today.
I think that that's something to certainly keep an eye on, because just because Drake May got taken where he got taken does not mean that he's going to be the guy. And especially in today's day and age with how quarterback play is shaped out to be, where you really need to be able to be mobile, make decisions on the fly. And there's so many of these quarterbacks that are almost equally as known for their running ability and their scrambling ability as they are for their sit in the pocket and pass play. And especially with, I'm not sure how the Pats O-line is shaping up this season, but if their O-line is leaky, a guy like Joe Milton, who's able to, one, just absolutely launch the ball if he needs to, but also able to make plays on his feet. That might be interesting because Drake May seemed to struggle. It was something that Belichick actually pointed out, scrambling and getting rid of the ball quickly. So that's definitely something to keep an eye on. I think Caleb Williams looked great. He looked comfortable. He was playing with a little bit of swagger. Again, it's preseason. It's, you know, how many drives did he actually, you know, see out? Right. He made some great plays. Jaden Daniel looks great as well. He looks super impressive, and I think Commander fans are going to be super excited for that 100%. As did J.J. McCarthy, honestly. I thought that he made some great throws.
Yeah, he did as well. You're right. And we'll go into this a little deeper, take a deeper dive. But, you know, Milton, sixth-round pick out of Tennessee. You know, the Patriots, you know, Tom Brady, sixth-round pick. You know, you can't go too goofy with stuff like this. But look at the way Milton is described as a rocket-armed quarterback, and we shall see. The Patriots, on the other hand, look, I think they're going to struggle. I think they're going to struggle to win, frankly, five games. You know, Vegas has got them at 4.5 in the total. I don't even need to go there, but I think they're going to be a, you know, maybe even a 3 or 4 wins team. I just do. And I'll say it again. I'm sure Gerard Mayo is a great person. I just think anybody, I don't care who it is, when you're replacing Double B, Bill Belichick, you're a transitional coach. He'll get 3 years if he's lucky. Middle of the second year, if they're not playing well, let me tell you something. He'll be walking the plank. So away we go. Did C.J. Stroud, though, Tyler, I mean, I think I know the answer to my own question. He set the bar. There's a new bar in terms of rookie quarterbacks right now, and it's less than a year old with C.J. Stroud and what he did in Houston last year. Let me hear about that.
Yeah, I think that it certainly set the bar. I think the closest thing to it, and I guess it's not really considered a rookie season because he was injured for his first season, but, you know, Joe Burrow's first actual season of play is the thing that really comes to mind for me, you know, in terms of recency bias. And then since then, it's, you know, C.J. Stroud, obviously. He was absolutely insane last year. I think that the Texans are going to are seriously a team to watch. I don't expect a sophomore slump out of this kid at all. And it's funny because what last season in preseason, everyone was ripping on the Texans for the C.J. Stroud pick. Oh, his, you know, the test he took, he had a terrible score. He looked shaky in the preseason, and he came out and balled. And I think he, you know, the Texans really announced themselves. I believe it was the Jaguars that they absolutely stomped on in week 2 or 3. Tank Dell went off, had like 200 yards receiving. He's back and healthy. They got Diggs now. Collins is an absolute stud. Nico Collins, he's a stud. Dalton Schultz, great tight end, great player. He'll probably get less looks now just because of the addition of Diggs. And, you know, I think that they're going to shape up to be a fantastic team. But, yeah, he, you know, to revisit your question, he did set the standard. And it is set now. And I think that it's a blessing and a curse. It puts good pressure on the guys to perform right away. But also I think that teams might be a little more quick to judgment, you know, if their guy isn't doing what they expect him to do, which I think is unfair because on the other side of the C.J. Stroud story is you look at a guy like Jordan Love who gets drafted and sits under someone like Aaron Rodgers, as Rodgers did for Favre years ago. Yep. And look at him. I mean, he just signed a $200 million extension. He looked absolutely fantastic in the playoffs. He looks like a guy. He looks comfortable. And I that's the, you know, the never ending debate is, do you take a quarterback early while you still have a guy that, you know, that player can learn under and get experience from? Is it worth that draft pick, or are you in win now mode? And, you know, you need results right away and you're throwing the guy into the fire. So it's interesting to see, you know, especially like, you know, a team like the Falcons where they had that incredibly surprising pick that everyone was up in arms about in Penix. But, you know, I think that it's a really good move for them personally to have someone like that. Well, let me revisit. I don't think that that was a good pick, but I don't think it's a bad pick in the sense of you now have a guy who can learn under Kirk Cousins, who, you know, has played in the NFL for a very long time and certainly has knowledge that he can give to the quarterback behind him. But it's just like now you got to wait a couple years to develop him. So C.J. Stroud set the standard, but I don't think there's anything wrong with taking someone and letting them learn under a vet for sure.
Here's what I want to know. If you're out in Denver, okay, obviously, you know, the Russell Wilson experiment didn't work. Look, and I think you drafted Nick's 12. You know, I'm seeing there that, you know, you don't want to throw him him into the fire, but guess what? Don't throw him in the fire. Throw him in the pool. See if he can swim. I mean, he orchestrated four drives. I caught a glimpse of that against the Colts. Now, up and down the field, there wasn't a lick of defense being played. What about Knicks? I mean, did Denver maybe absolutely strike gold with this first-round pick at 12 overall when a lot of people, what are they doing there? That's a second-round quarterback. What are they doing? Third-round quarterback. Did Denver strike some gold, perhaps? What do you think?
I mean, comparatively speaking to the other guy that's the option, Zach Wilson. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much impossible to strike gold, to not strike gold when that's your other option. I'll be honest, I'm a hater on Bo Nix. I've hated him since he was in college. Every team he went to, he always just bothered me. I have absolutely no actual reason to hate him. He's just someone that is just like, I don't know, he just pisses me off. But I hope he has a good career. I think that, you know, the Denver situation is interesting. It can kind of go anywhere. I don't think there's any sort of expectations, and that's a good situation to go into as a rookie because you can't really let anyone down.
All right, one more segment to go with, again, Tyler Levine. We look forward to it. Later on, Zayd Hussain, he'll weigh in more in depth on Chicago as the Bears get a little giddy, and they and the Texans will be the two teams that will play four preseason games. So a little juice there. We're coming back here on Sports Overnight America. Don't go away.
Who stole my baby? Who done it? Everyone in the room looks shady.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship.
800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
World of Sports. sports and a whole lot more. Dom, I did not hear you. If you said something to me, you can repeat it or throw it up on my screen here. We talked the world of sports and a whole lot more. We are scheduled with Scott Shea, a leading music historian, author of best-selling books. Did a book on the Mamas and the Papas, All the Leaves Are Brown, a historical day, Fleetwood Mac, 30 years ago today. And I didn't know this, and I am a huge Fleetwood Mac fan, seen him probably, I wouldn't say a handful of times, but the better part of a handful of times, three or four times, including Des Moines, the Boston area, outdoors. Of course, Stevie Nicks went off on her own there for a while, and away we go. I think her and Henley, too, did a few things at the Tweeter Center. In Norton, Massachusetts, if memory serves. Dom, do we have the gentleman or do we not? Because I have not been able to hear you. Not yet. All right. So I'll get Tyler back in here for a couple of minutes. And Tyler, be prepared if I have to jump away. And away we go. Talking about quarterbacks preseason. Tyler, do you put any weight on the last preseason game? I'm ready. I hope they, go to 18 games. We talked about this over the weekend and last week. Play 18 regular season games, play one or two preseason tune-ups and call it good. Would you please? What do you think they're going to do, and how much do you weight that final preseason game?
I don't weight it at all. I think that they need to scrap the preseason. I think it's just, you risk guys getting injured for games that don't matter. The NFL wants to extend the season anyways. Everybody and their mother wants the Super Bowl to fall on the President's Day weekend where we have that Monday off. So I'm not putting any weight on any of this stuff. I think the only real benefit of the preseason as it stands is just getting guys reps, especially the guys who just got drafted at, NFL level speed. Cause even in the preseason, it's a totally different ball game than college ball. So it's good for them to, get their feet wet, make mistakes, learn from them, do things well and build off of that. And that's about it for preseason for me.
All right, let's go to veteran quarterbacks. Rodgers. Now, the Jets got a little noise here. Hassan Reddick, who, they a conditional third-round pick to Philly, played his college ball at Temple right there in Philly, up 95 to the Jets at MetLife, a stadium this year, of course, with the Giants. Impact player. I mean, this is a defensive disruptor of the highest order. A lot invested on the other side of the ball. You got Sauce Gardner, though, backing up that defense. I mean, you're going to get coverage sacks. I mean, Reddick is licking his chops, but all of a sudden he's saying, I want my money. And looks like we're going to see an ugly situation with the Jets. So last year it was injuries. Now this year it's what every team's dealing with in some shape or form, and that's holdouts and contract talks, blah, blah, blah. But speaking of offense, what's your take on Aaron Rodgers? What is your expectations? Last year, four plays out the door, sat, obviously, Achilles, all eyes on him. We're not going to see a lick of him, probably, maybe a series or two in the preseason. Give me your take. What does your gut tell you about Aaron Rodgers as he finally debuts with the Jets? Let me hear.
I mean, I think Rodgers is Rodgers. It's going to be really interesting to see the lingering effects of the injury. Obviously he had, historic recovery time with, what he went through. I think he's going to have a good season though. I mean, it cannot be worse for the Jets than it has been over the last, 8-9 years. So I expect the Jets to definitely be a solid team and, keeping eyes on the Reddick situation, obviously.
All right. Let's stay in the AFC. Let's go to that division. We do have Scott. Okay, very good. Let's switch gears, and I appreciate that. Let's get him on here. Scott Shea, Marty Terrell, thanks. I'm glad we could at least get you for a couple of moments here. How are you, sir?
Hey, Marty, I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, I appreciate it. Big Fleetwood Mac fan, introduced by my late sister 30 years ago today. Historical date. Give us the background, then I got some questions for you here. Let me hear. Fleetwood Mac 30 years ago. A different style of music, huh, when they debuted?
Well, on this date, back in 1967, they played live for the first time, and it was a lot different group than the one we're familiar with. It was four guys. Mick Fleetwood, John McVie, Peter Green, who founded the group, and a guy named Jeremy Spencer, and they were pure Chicago blues, man. You wouldn't recognize them. Everything sounded like Dust My Broom, and, it was a period that lasted a very short time, but started off an incredible run And they went through a series of lineup changes before they finally hit pay dirt with Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham joining in 1975.
No question. Was there anything that could portend the unbelievable success that they have ultimately had at their outset 30 years ago in London? Was there any indication or no?
You know, it's hard to say because, you know, if you're a blues fan, then you're going to say yes. But, you know, and there are still people out there who say the real Fleetwood Mac is the blues Fleetwood Mac, you know, but I think they're kind of overshadowed. You know, there was always kind of a mystical quality to the music, and, you know, that was really kind of started by Peter Green, the way he played his guitar. I mean, all the guitarists, you know, had a very different sound, but again, it was different, but it was kind of the same. It was kind of airy and, mystical, like I said, and atmospheric, you know, and I even saw an interview with Stevie Nicks once where she, you know, she didn't really know the band too well when she joined them. And she went back and listened to all their albums, and she said there was just this mystical overarching feel to the group. But, you know, I don't think, you know, anything could have predicted what came with the first album they did, just simply titled Fleetwood Mac in 1975, and the Rumours album in 1977, which was one of the greatest selling of all time.
The one that sticks out in my mind was my introduction to them through my sister Maureen, and that was Bare Trees. What is it with this band and people of that era in the 70s? I'm just telling you, and they had everything that great bands have. They had great talent, obviously. I'm speaking the obvious. They also had a lot of internal strife, did they not? I mean, this band, at times, they were at each other's throat.
Yeah, they really did, almost from the beginning. And Bare Trees, you know, that was Danny Kirwan was still in the group, and he wasn't an original member, but he came along very shortly after they formed, and he was just a supplemental guitarist. And then, you know, when everybody kind of started jumping ship, it kind of fell to him to be the leader of the band and the main guitarist. And, you know, I think the pressure kind of got to him. He was an incredibly talented guy, and he put together some really great songs, but, you know, he took to alcohol and then, you know, got into a fight with the group, refused to go on stage one night before a show, and then, you know, they played without him, and he stayed and watched him, and then had the audacity to criticize their performance after they played, which that was the last straw, and they kicked him out, and then, you know, he went through a period of the mental illness, and he was homeless for a while, and I don't know that he ever fully recovered. He died a couple of years ago, but he was definitely an architect of their sound and an inspiration. And if you hear his solo albums, they sound very Fleetwood Mac-ish with Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks.
Really, Scott, I love having you on. This is just unbelievable. Scott G. Shea, again, a music historian, author of a book on the Mamas and the Papas, All the Leaves Are Brown. You know, I think of Laurel Canyon, that unbelievable documentary with just so many artists, Ronstadt and the Eagles and Jackson Browne and the just so many. Why is this genre, why is it still sustaining? The Stones are still touring. Journey is still touring. They're all still touring. What is it with this era? Is it that we just don't want to let go to these bands? They're that indelible in our mind and in our ears?
Yeah, I think that certainly has something to do with it. You know, we don't want to let them go. And they had such a great sound. You know, it was that almost kind of L.A. sunshine soft rock sound of the early 70s that, you know, had its root in the 1960s. And, you know, it's just I tell people, my kids are both teenagers, and they love Fleetwood Mac, and they kind of discovered them on their own through other things. It's not like I for sure played them, but, it wasn't like we had a Fleetwood Mac listen session one day and tried to convert them, and they took to it. They hear it in other things. They hear it in commercials and on video games and things like that, and it's just, you know, it's just a good sound. It's like ear candy.
Yeah, they're unbelievable. Can I ask you a question? I got something eating at me, and I want to know. One of my favorite songs is Nick's, and I believe she did this on her own, and that's Sarah. What is she singing about? Was it about the loss of a child that she had? An enormous hit. And I hope I'm not catching you off guard, but I want to know the genesis of that song, Sarah.
No, well, it is a Fleetwood Mac song. It's on the Tusk album.
Okay, it is.
I believe It's a song about a child she aborted, that she was got pregnant by Don Henley. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm very, very fairly to middling sure that that's what it's about. I do know that it's about a baby the pregnancy that she ended. But I think when you're writing a song like that, you start with that idea and it just becomes a whole bunch of other things, and it's so abstract. And that's the great thing about rock and roll, is that you can be abstract and it all comes together and it sounds like, so, I mean, look at any Neil Young song, you know, as you said, it's like, what the heck was that all about? But it's great. It works.
Well, I tell you what, when it comes to classic rock, I want to tell you something. I am going to keep this number in this contact, this show. We are huge classic rock fans. I so appreciate you jumping on here. I wouldn't have known this historical day 30 years ago, August 12th. I would not have known it. Just would not have known it. And I so very much appreciate you coming on. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you having me.
You got it. You got it. Thank you, sir. Scott G. Shea, he's very involved with Sirius XM, too. Currently works on the show Seize the Day with Gus Lloyd on Sirius XM. He has produced 5 original audio documentaries that have aired nationally. That's our guy right there. All right, I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming back. We are presented by our great friends at Innovative Wellness. That's right. Get those supplements, those athletic wellness supplement packs right now. InnovativeWellness.center. We're coming.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risen Kizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying, and if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at InnovativeWellness.center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger. InnovativeWellness.center.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone! With CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Hi, this is Blake Byrne. Each Saturday night, we're talking health and fitness right here on Sports Byline USA. You can hear my podcast on the iHeartRadio as well. Hit me up on Instagram at Byrne.Blake and Twitter.
Health and fitness with Blake Byrne each Saturday night during Sports Weekend right here on Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and the American Forces Radio Network.
All right, Morty Terrell here on Sports Overnight America. Serve up a little football roundtable myself. We got Zaid Hussein on the line. He's going to have the Midwest covered for us at NFC North in particular, but college football in the Midwest, Big 10, Big 12, and Notre Dame. He joins us, but we got Tyler Levine as well. Zid, welcome aboard. How are you, pal?
Doing great, Marty. How's everything going over there?
Good. And say hi to Tyler Levine. He's going to join us today. We're getting into our football mode here. We're doing the two-a-days now, Zaid. Here we go.
Yeah, I'm ready to roll. It was a very exciting weekend with the Chicago Bears and our teams. And you know, we're looking really good heading into this football season.
All right. Caleb Williams showed us a little bit. What did he show us? Give us a little take the temperature of Bear Nation here. Tyler will weigh in after that. But give me your sense of, I don't know if I want to say the enormity, but the impact that Williams' performance, albeit a short one, had over the weekend. Let me hear.
Yeah, I think when you look at what he did, you know, it was actually really, really good. He made the right reads. He scrambled out of the pocket well, and he threw for a ton of yards. You know, we saw him zip one in for a first down to DJ Moore. We saw him run to the side, scrambling to his right, making good throws. Overall, it was a quarterback that is going to be new, but you see the tons of potential that he has compared to someone like a Justin Fields. You know, he really has an understanding of the football game, and he makes great throws down the field.
I want to take it out to the NFC East. I'm a Giants fan, and I want to know your opinion on the situation that we have here. Obviously, Nabeers is a great draft pick. We need a wide receiver. You know, do you think that the Giants are going to be rolling with Daniel Jones for the full season, or do you think that we're going to get to a point where Drew Lock is coming in and taking over here?
I think this is a key game-by-game situation, you know, classic type of thing that we always see inside the NFL where, you know, if Daniel Jones is a quarterback that's performing poorly, you know, there's going to be tension in the locker room. There's going to be tension through the media saying, hey, should we give this other guy, you know, Drew Lock a shot? And, you know, the fans, you're obviously going to hear them chirping. It's New York. You know, it's going to be a ton of chirping. If we see the Daniel Jones that we saw in the past not making any improvements, I think they look mid-season to make a switch because they have a talented roster, especially with Nabers as a new wide receiver who could be rookie of the year. You know, we hear a lot of talks of Marvin Harrison and, you know, a ton of other talented wide receivers. But I think Malik Nabers is a real talent, and he can make an impact right away.
I want to go back to the quarterback or stay on the quarterback theme. You know, for years we had the Brady, we had Manning, we had Favre, we had Rodgers, and, you know, we just had a whole stable of great quarterbacks. Well, the new blood is here, and obviously there's some, you know, some still hanging on. You know, Brady up to a few years ago. Rodgers, of course, four plays and out last year. He comes back. Can he battle Father Time and continue on? But, you know, both of you guys, and I'll start with you, Zay, this new crop of quarterbacks, Jordan Love, life-altering deal, sat, bided his time, great playoff performance. Honestly, could have got to the Super Bowl. I mean, should have got to the Super Bowl if you look at the, you know, the fourth quarter of that game. Obviously, we're seeing Goff in Detroit finding new life. We're seeing, obviously, Mahomes being Mahomes and going for a three-peat. We're seeing Caleb Williams. We saw Stroud a year ago. We still don't know what Young's going to be about in Carolina, although there might be the indications that he might not cut the mustard. But how about this new regime of signal callers? Do you think it's going to sustain itself, you know, for the better part of a decade? What's your take on this new crop?
You know, for me, I think C.J. Stroud is the best of the young talent. I mean, obviously, Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league. But when you look at the younger talent that just recently came in, you have to look at CJ and this Texans team. I mean, this is a team that I don't know if you saw last week, but they marched down the field. They have great weapons with Tank Dell and Nico Collins, and now Stephon Diggs added to the team. This is going to be one of the best offenses in the league. And CJ Stroud leading that team is someone that I love to, you know, make a lot of noise this year.
I think someone also that's on that roster that is not really even being spoken about, Joe Mixon. I mean, that's going to be a huge, huge, huge addition for them as well to really have that dynamic running game mixed in because, you know, you can't be too safe with them. I mean, you can't give them the passing game because they'll tear you apart, but if you go too heavy on it, you know, Joe Mixon is a legit pro, and he's a really, really solid player if he's healthy. I want to turn to outside of C.J. Stroud, this sophomore class, Anthony Richardson, Will Levis, and obviously Bryce Young, who do you expect for this sophomore slump to hit the hardest? Who do you think has a real chance to throw their name in the mix as being, you know, one of the guys that's going to compete with Stroud in terms of this young talent. You know, what are your thoughts on this, specifically Anthony Richardson, because he got hurt last season but was great leading up to the injury?
Yeah, I think when you look at Anthony Richardson, he was a guy, like you mentioned, that was making a lot of noise early, and he was running the football extremely well. He reminded me of almost like a Lamar Jackson RG3 type of player early on in his career, because what he's able to do is giving defenses a ton of trouble, being able to scramble outside of the pocket, being able to run for first downs. They had a lot of design run plays for him as well. So he's someone I think that could take a huge step up come year two. When I look at a guy like Bryce Young now, you know, I saw a lot of difficulties that he's had in his first year in the NFL, and there has to be a ton of changes, whether it's on the coaching or on, you know, the offensive line and the team in general. But Bryce Young, I feel like, is going to struggle a lot in year two as well. And this is a guy that had a ton of talent in the college football season, but now having a tough transition into the NFL season, I would say.
Do you chalk that up to this? Yep. I'm sorry, Marty. Do you chalk that up to just the situation in Carolina? You know, similar to if you look at, I don't know, a Zach Wilson with the Jets. You know, does it really come down to just the situation that he's in and not having good enough guys around him and just kind of from the top down the organization being in shambles? Or, you know, do you think that this guy, when you just look at the, you know, the raw play, regardless of the situation, that he just might not be good enough?
I think it's a mixture of both. I think when you sit down and you look at these quarterbacks transitioning from college to the NFL, it really has a lot to do with how well can these coaches, the quarterback coach, the head coach, how well can these guys really, you know, bring together their quarterback and develop him as best as possible. And we've seen it with certain teams, like having struggles just developing the rookie as best as possible. We're seeing right now in Hard Knocks, for example, the Chicago Bears. What is their key in the show that's been so far is how are we going to develop Caleb Williams? How are we going to take the time to transition him from a college quarterback to a pro NFL elite quarterback? And I think if you have that right team around you, you'll develop way better. But if you don't and you still have talent, I think you'll still struggle, because going from college to the NFL is just a huge, huge change. And I don't think Bryce Young has had that proper development from his coaching staff.
Yeah, if I'm Justin Fields, I'm pissed off, though, because, man, oh, man, I mean, I went there, I was singing for my supper. They, you know, he leaves, they bring in a great supporting cast. I could go either way. I'm telling you right now, Caleb Williams has zero excuses, guys. Zane, I'll start with you. Yeah, I mean, he doesn't have any excuses. Yeah, Keenan Allen, Moore. Swift is a very underrated running back, and that's good, especially on third down. He can catch the ball. And I'm telling you, this Bears team is going to be, in my opinion, the most improved team. They're going to be this year's Texans. I'm telling you right now, they're winning double-digit games. Absolutely. And I'm going to say even something like 11 and 12. The Bears are going to be that good. Am I crazy? But Caleb Williams has zero excuses, even though he's a rookie. Let me hear.
Yeah, I think 100%. When you look at the team that's surrounding Caleb Williams, it's the best offense the Chicago Bears have had in, you know, I think 10 years. You look at the wide receiver talent that we had, you know, even adding a Romo Odunze at wide receiver, and then you look at Swift, major talent. We have Herbert, who's a change of pace running back. Even Johnson is a great running back as well. So it's not like we just have one guy at the running back position. We have a ton of talent throughout the team. And even our tight end, I mean, we have good tight ends. We got Gerald Everett,
Komet. This is Komet team that's is loaded. Tremendous.
Komet's a beast.
Beast.
Yes.
Exactly right.
And this is a team that could win 10 plus games, I think, without a doubt in my mind. And I'm getting ready after looking at last weekend's game to go back to over. I mean, that's what's in my head. I have to take the team total over for the Chicago Bears.
Do you think they have a legitimate chance to win the division? And another question, I guess, adding on, if they don't win the division or, you know, if they don't make the playoffs and win a playoff game, is this a failed season? And are they switching the head coach? Or, you know, I guess, what are the expectations ultimately for the Chicago Bears this year to call the season a success?
For me, success this season would be above 500. I think if we could get to 9-10 wins, It's a success, because this is you still got to remember it's his first year with Caleb Williams, and our division is honestly one of the better divisions in football. I mean, you look at the Detroit Lions, and I said this to Marty many times. I thought Lions The Detroit Lions were the best team in football last year. And we saw it when they were blowing out the 49ers, even though they choked that game late. But that's a dangerous team in Detroit. And then you look at what the Packers have done throughout the year. I mean, Jordan Love now just signed that new contract, but they came together at the end of the year. They dismantled the Cowboys in the playoffs. This is a real legit team. Even the Vikings, like, I know they're not going to be that great, but they're still a talented roster with Justin Jefferson still over there and a decent defense. I think they win 5-6 games. So, I mean, overall, when you look at this division, it's one of the better divisions in the league. And I think if the Bears could win 9-10 games, and if they sneak into a wild card, you know, it'll be fun. But if they don't, it is what it is. But I think above 500 is where you could say, okay, we had a solid season and it's not a waste. And we could build on that.
Yeah, these football roundtables are an absolute blast. Zaid, I'll stay with you. And Tyler, just I want you both to chew on this. And we're going to stay on the Bears theme. As you can tell, you, they're my girl with the curl team this year. Do you realize both Zaid Hussein and Tyler Levine that these Chicago Bears do not play a divisional opponent, NFC North, until the week before Thanksgiving in November? They're going through September, October, and 2.5 weeks of November before they see Green Bay, their first opponent. That is a scheduling aberration. Now you say, well, what does that mean about the overall strength of schedule? Tennessee to open the season at home, you got to get a W. At Houston, at Indy, going to be phenomenal. Rams, Carolina, then they go to London to take on Jacksonville, a bye week. Commanders at Arizona, New England, Green Bay. If this team doesn't win 10 games, Eberflus is gone.
In fact, he's
absolutely, and if heaven forbid they get off to a slow start, he's out the door. Zaid, let's start with you. The scheduling quirk, first of all. Weird.
Yeah, that's something I didn't really pay attention to until you mentioned it now. I know the Bears do have one of the easiest schedules of the upcoming season. So, I mean, if they don't get hot out the gate, he's definitely going to be on the hot seat right away. But, you know, with the Bears being on Hard Knocks this year, it's going to be cool to see throughout the next couple weeks what type of coach Matt Eberflus really is, because is he that guy that has that passion that the Chicago fans can get behind, or is he kind of like a Mark Trestman, you know, some of those older coaches that we had in the past for the Chicago Bears that really didn't show their passion for the team. So it's going to be interesting to see on Hard Knocks, and I think scheduling-wise, we have no excuse to not start out hot off the gate if you just look at the teams we're playing the first 4 to 5 weeks.
I 100% agree with what you just said. And I think that for me, the Bears have to be quick with this decision on their head coach, because it's win now mode ultimately with what they just picked up.
Oh, there is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. 100. Hey, I forgot they were a Hard Knocks. We're going to get two this year, too. We're going to get one, and I think we're going to get the Giants in season. Give me a quick skinny on Hard Knocks. How many episodes are in? And I got to get up to speed on this. I love that program. Last year, I loved it with Rodgers and the Jets, his first year there. Obviously better than his four-play season. Tell me about the Bears. How many episodes in Hard Knocks? Let me hear.
Yeah, so the first episode, we're only one episode in, so the second episode will be releasing tomorrow. So tomorrow night you'll have episode two. But what was really interesting about that first episode was how Matt Eberflus brought in Nick Saban. Obviously Nick Saban, you know, one of the greatest college football coaches of all time. He came in and he sat down and talked with Matt about how he is going to develop Caleb Williams. You know, this guy is said to be a generational talent. So bringing in someone like a Nick Saban, who is one of the most respected football coaches of all time, and hearing him talk about how they should develop Caleb Williams is something that was awesome to see. So if you haven't had a chance to check it out, definitely watch it. And then the next episode will be tomorrow as well.
I'm a junkie. Zaid, thank you, buddy. Tyler, you stay right there. We'll come back with a closing word on the Olympics and the bronze medal, the cause celeb over a bronze medal slight, where no one's going to win on this one. We're coming back here on Byline.
The This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
All right, talking the world of sports, a little double T here, Terrell and Tyler, as we talk the world of sports, our final couple minutes here. I want to get, Tyler, you brought this to my attention yesterday. I did not see it. I had the Sunday papers. I'm reading the New York Post. I finally saw it, and I was just taken aback. The cause célèbre, Romanian gymnast elevated to bronze, U.S. gymnast taken down, 4 seconds late with the appeal. Now we're back in the court system. I thought our producer, Dom Jimenez, and contributor nailed it. Absolute zero winners in this scenario. Give me a quick take, final take on this. Let me hear.
I mean, it's just so pathetic. I think it's a terrible look for the Olympic Committee. I think it's terrible for the U.S. gymnast who was stripped of her bronze. I think the situation was terrible for the Romanian gymnast who had to go through that emotional roller coaster of being put on the podium, taken off the podium. Now she's put back on the podium. I mean, how good could it feel for her? Obviously, she's, you know, wins the medal ultimately, and I'm sure she's happy about that. But just an ugly situation where there are absolutely zero winners, as you said, and just a stain on what was a really good Olympics.
Well put. Do you watch the White Sox and the Yankees tonight, Tyler? Do you watch that disaster or what?
No, huh? I can't put myself through that torture.
It's like a Triple-A team. Great job out of you, pal. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
There you go. Tyler Levine. Thanks to Dominic Jimenez. Adrian. Thanks to Scott Shea, too. Great job on Fleetwood Mac. The 30th anniversary of their debut in London. I'm Artie Terrell. Enjoy your evening. Stay with us throughout the night with more sports talk on Sports Overnight. Adios.